This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav has announced the development of two major electronics manufacturing clusters in Tamil Nadu. These clusters, with an investment of 1,112 crore rupees, will be established at Pillaipakkam and Manalur. The initiative aims to strengthen India's position in the global electronic system design and manufacturing sector. The announcement was made during the inauguration of Zetwerk Electronics' new manufacturing facility in Chennai yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said that spread across 15 acres, this facility will play a key role in boosting Tamil Nadu's electronics manufacturing industry and supporting India's ambition of achieving a 500 billion electronic system design and manufacturing market.
Two electronics manufacturing clusters with investment of 1,112 crore, one at Pillaipakkam, Manalur. So these two will be set up as very large electronics manufacturing clusters, and that will help our growth of electronics manufacturing in Tamil Nadu in a very big way.
India will become the world's third largest economy by 2028, overtaking Germany, according to a report by global financial services firm Morgan Stanley. The report said Indian economy, valued at $3.5 trillion in 2023, is projected to expand to $4.7 trillion by 2026. In 2028, India will overtake Germany as its economy will expand to $5.7 trillion, Morgan Stanley said. The report said India has emerged as the world's most sought-after consumer market and has gained share in global output, facilitated by stable macroeconomic policies and improved infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to tune in to his podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Nominations for the Padma Awards 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year have started. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st of July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The Padma Awards, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. The awards seek to recognize work of distinction and is given for distinguished and exceptional achievements in all disciplines such as art, literature and education, sports, medicine, social work, science and engineering, public affairs, civil service and trade and industry. In Myanmar, an airstrike by the military on the village under the control of a pro-democracy resistance group has killed at least 27 civilians, including 6 children. A spokesperson for the Mandalay People's Defense Force said that at least 30 others were injured in the airstrike that occurred last evening in Letplan Hla village in Singu Township. The Mandalay People's Defense Force supports Myanmar's main opposition and seized the town of Singu in July last year. Many areas in Kashmir, including the plain, received fresh snowfall, while other parts of the valley witnessed light to moderate rains yesterday. The plains in Anantnag, Kulgam, Shopian and Pulwama districts received fresh snowfall, while snowfall was also recorded in Gulmarg, Sonmarg and Pahalgam tourist resorts, Gures in Bandipora district, some localities in Kupwara and several areas in the higher reaches of the valley also received snowfall. The IMD has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions at isolated places over Odisha today. According to IMD, heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over Vidhar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, North Telangana today and over Gangetic West Bengal, Saurashtra and Kutch during the next 2 days. In the Women's Premier League Cricket Summit clash, Mumbai Indians clinched their second title as Delhi Capitals choked for the third time in succession. In the summit clash played at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai, Harmanpreet Kaur's 44-ball, 66-powered Mumbai Indians to a fighting 149 for the loss of 7 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.